businesswoman Helen Dube says she remembers growing up at a time when it was considered prestigious for housewives to own tableware from China, as it was considered high quality, and she proudly points out that she has some that she inherited from her mother. Mrs. Dube is one of many Zimbabweans who are in the business of selling clothes from China and says she thinks that the criticism about cheap Chinese imports is extreme, as Chinese manufacturers, like others across the world, have a broad range of products for different markets.
A friend of mine goes to China to buy menswear. She buys top-of-the-range menswear. They are really, really good quality and they are presentable things. I sell clothes myself. I know the type of labels, which are good labels and bad labels. So I don't see anything wrong with people buying from China. In China, just like any other country, there are cheaper stuff and there is more expensive stuff.
Director Samkele Hadebe of the Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe was the first director of the Confucius Institute at the University of Zimbabwe and has taught Mandarin. He agrees that ordinary Zimbabweans view the Chinese negatively, mainly due to the influx of cheap Chinese imports, as well as the fact that Zimbabwe has so far mostly attracted small-time Chinese business people, some of whom are close to the ruling ZANU-PF party and are seen as using that relationship to loot the country's resources. But Hadebe, who has been a frequent visitor to China, says Zimbabwe has a lot to learn from China, including the nation's acclaimed work ethic, its transformation from communism to a market economy, and its handling of corruption, which he says are some of the major reasons that have enabled the country to emerge from being one of the poorest into the world's second biggest economy in just over 3 decades.
Understandably so, for Zimbabweans to have that negative perception of the Chinese because of the limited experience of the few that they've met here. But let's go and look at the Chinese in their own country and look at the Chinese winning tenders to develop infrastructure throughout Africa. Then we say, is the Chinese we are seeing here the same as the Chinese we are seeing in China? I think these are worlds apart. The Chinese have created a system that gives them an advantage in terms of winning business deals to build infrastructure throughout Africa. So we are saying, what type of Chinese business are we attracting as a country? And I think we have not done that well in terms of actually attracting real Chinese money.
Although it is accepted by many that Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit is historic, some observers remain skeptical about the real tangible benefits that could accrue to ordinary Zimbabweans in the aftermath. They point to the much-touted mega deals which President Robert Mugabe signed with China and have so far not yielded much. Spokesperson Brian Dube of the MDCT Youth Wing is one of those who are doubtful and cites the fact that Zimbabweans have not benefited anything from the diamond mining in Marange, where some Chinese companies are involved. But Hadebe says such criticism is misplaced. He says it is the responsibility of the Zimbabwean government to have policies that protect national interest and ensure that Chinese or any other investors don't have an unfair advantage in any deal.
Foreign relations, foreign policy is about the national interest. So we should say, what is our national interest? What's the state of affairs of the economy now? We need foreign direct investment, and we know the Chinese have money. So it's the onus is on how we put our act together and get what we want from the Chinese for our own development. Not to say the Chinese come here, they do whatever they want. The question is, where would we be? Where are our laws? We can't complain about cheap imports because we allow them. What do our laws say? So let's strengthen our systems, deal with whoever we deal with in business in a way that suits our interest.
Former finance minister and leader of Mavambo Kusile Don, Simba Makoni, also agrees that Zimbabweans stand to benefit from the country's relations with China owing to the stature that it now has in the global economy. But he warns that Zimbabwe should also mend its relations with Western countries in as much as China also has good relations with those. Makoni also emphasizes the importance of putting national ahead of partisan interest in order for the majority to benefit.
China comes to Africa not for charity. China comes to Zimbabwe not out of solidarity alone. Yeah, there are elements that they will give some humanitarian assistance in solidarity. But principally, they are coming to promote their interests. They need the raw materials to drive their industries. They need coal, they need iron and other things. So when they come to the Midlands and they mine chrome and they export chrome ore, it's because because they have chrome smelting plants in China. And they're not going to take smelted chrome from Zimbabwe and let their smelters idle. So they're promoting their interests. It's up to us to promote our interests.
With the number of Chinese nationals coming to set up bases in Zimbabwe increasing and the number of Zimbabweans going to China also rising, there's also been a focus on social or cultural relations between the two countries, as some of their nationals have developed personal relations that are in some cases resulting in marriages. Most Zimbabweans are conservative, and such relationships are often frowned upon as marriages of convenience, but this has not stopped their occurrence. Owing to the fact that at one point China's population was growing at a fast rate, the government between 1978 and 1980 implemented a one-child policy, which has recently been relaxed. The policy was criticized both locally and abroad as inhuman, but Khadebe describes it as one of the best socio-economic policies in modern times, saying it exemplifies the Chinese discipline and commitment to policy, which Zimbabweans could also learn from. Some of the deals that have been struck between China and Zimbabwe have been viewed as underhand, and perhaps in the aftermath of President Jinping's historic visit, Harare will soon start reading from the same page as Beijing, becoming more transparent and taking a stronger stance against corruption, which is seen as one of the biggest problems facing the Zimbabwean economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.